Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Brittany's in the news today.
All right.
Britney Spears has settled.
Leave her alone.
Okay.
Is she about to knock Taylor Swift off her platform with a new hit? Is that about to happen?
You're adorable. No. Oh. Britney Spears has settled her legal dispute with her dad.
Oh.
So that's good times.
How much she get?
His name is Jamie. Oh, she didn't get anything.
Oh.
Because in a surprising turn of events, he won't pay her anything, and she is going to pay for his legal bills.
Oh.
But they've figured it out. They've settled everything, and somehow she's the one who's paying.
So she lost.
It does feel that way, doesn't it? I'm not sure. They just say it's done, so I guess winning. Here's what she had to say about it. She blew off a little steam on social media, as she does. She said, "There's been no justice, and probably never will be. The way I was brought up, I was always taught the formative of right and wrong. What? But the very two people who brought me up with that method hurt me."
I wish she'd go to counseling. She really does need to work through some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if counseling will help or she needs,
like a lobotomy, maybe?
Well, medicine maybe, sure. Maybe can help her sort
yeah, I don't know why I had
out.
To go right to lobotomy. God, what's wrong with me? Vinny, so I go to her Instagram this morning. I'm like, okay, well, what weird outfit is she twirling around in that weird living room of hers while she does this? And it turns out she's found a new place to do her weird graceless clomping. So now she comes out and she clomps down a hall toward you. Some people can walk in shoes and other people can't. I'm in the can't camp, which is why I don't wear high-heeled shoes.
It's actually very fun to watch you walk in heels. I wish you'd try more often.
Why would I, though, when I just get laughed at? So
it's not laughter at you.
Sure?
It's just slightly ungraceful and a little off balance. That's all.
Actually, you're describing this perfectly.
Oh.
You are actually you're like surprisingly ungraceful and a little bit off balance. So she is doing the outfit changes, one terrible outfit to another. She does this thing where she's clomping down the hallway in these platform heels. And then she does this turn in the same place. It's like she's figured, okay, I'm going to take 7 steps, and then I'm going to spin, and then I'm going to kind of lose my balance, but keep walking toward the camera. Well, check it out. I'm going to do it over and over again in different outfits. They're going to love it. And it's a hallway, too, so there's windows along the way. All right, so she just can't seem to recover herself. There she is in her cowboy hat, half shirt, and jeans. That's looking. There she is in a little one shoulder black dress. Here she is in a long sleeve white dress, all of which basically show the undercarriage. She's just...
Wait,
there's some people
the undercarriage
who are,
is showing?
Kind of. I mean,
I cannot
like
see
right
that in my
there.
Video.
Well, maybe we could zoom in. It just feels like if I was just 6 inches lower, I'd be able to see the whole thing, the chassis. So she's... She honestly... It's like she's not moving slow and sultry. She's not trying to show off her curves. She's just clonk, 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 clonk.
Yeah. Whatever moves it's you, just, I guess. However
I guess.
You're feeling.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I forgot to do, Bryn? What did she say in the caption on that one? Or is it just like, here's new dresses, new dresses, new clothes?
Let's see.
Because usually
here.
There's some crazy
well,
rant
here's
and then
the thing.
Her throwing on
to
stuff.
Be honest, here's the thing. I had to find that on the Britney Spears fan page because I wasn't sure if you had the official Britney Spears up. What I have when I go to Britney Spears' Instagram,
oh, no.
which is now Britney, what is it?
Red
Zyla,
River,
Maria.
Red, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's unable to process it.
Oh.
So I'm not sure if she took it down or if maybe she specifically blocked me. Because I'm always on her page, I guess. I'm not sure.
You know, this morning I just typed in Britney. I'm actually not seeing a checkmarked Britney.
Yeah, so that appears to be a fan page.
Other than other Britneys.
Right.
Yeah,
so the one that she has 43 million followers on
oh,
is...
Oh, she's taking it down.
It seems like a
she
temporary.
Puts it up, she takes it down, it's...
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I don't know.
Because the fan page one with this video of her walking down the hallway in all the dresses has Queen Free Britney, which is way too short for her captions. Normally she'd have like five paragraphs there.
Yeah. I love the spin at the same place in the hallway every time she has to sort of like reorg her feet. I'm like, let me just see if I can like there's just it's honestly I watched it for like 5 minutes this morning. I'm like, why are you watching this? And I can't, there is no answer, but I did.
That young lady is alone in a mansion.
Well, is someone holding, you think,
or it's a tripod.
It could be a tripod. It does seem like it moves
a little bit. Yeah, it's moving a tiny bit.
So she's got,
maybe as she's clomping, it's turning a little bit.
The maid gets pulled from her cleaning and told to hold this. It's
wasn't
awful.
She doing
it's
a maid too, like or a maid
well,
man.
Well, it's one of the many stories that has come out. Yes.
Yeah.
She's just I don't like, know. I have a hard. I don't want to believe we live in a world where a dad would take advantage of. I know it happens. I know people are screaming. What? I'm just saying. She did, of course, get kidnapped by some guy pretending to be an agent, drugged, shaved her head. The photos of her swinging that umbrella like this, that she was is someone who got talk about taken advantage of. Where were all these fans when Sam Loofty was running her life? Was that the guy?
Yes, or was it?
And drugged her mom too. Like right. The guy had
the
taken
guy,
over.
I can't remember.
And dad came in and took over from that scenario, which was very very bad.
I actually feel like you know. I don't know what her dad did, but it did feel like he stepped in when someone needed to. So I thought, yay, she's safe. And then, I guess not, though. I don't know. Free Britney,
yeah,
hashtag.
The name was Sam Loofty. You're right.
Sam Loofty.
He was just took over her life. Just yeah. I'm her agent now.
And no one
you gotta
can
go
come
through
in.
Me.
Right. Even family wasn't allowed in. And then didn't the mom say he handed her a glass of wine? And she's like, I think this is drugged.
Yep. At least that's what you told me. I only know what I hear from, you know, you, but...
Yeah, and I can't even remember what I said, so it's...
Anyway,
it's
very, very sad scenario. For someone with that much money, it should be a joyous occasion, but clearly she's
every
broken.
Day. Yeah. You know, speaking of a very sad situation, I don't know what Justin Bieber's crying over, but he's crying, and it's a mystery as to what he's crying about. His wife, Hailey Bieber... Baldwin Bieber, she put up one of those 10 photo Instagram posts and buried in it, I don't know, eight and nine are him crying with a bucket hat on. I mean, I guess it's because he's got a great, he's like, oh man, I don't have fashion sense.
What the bucket hat?
He has just like tears, just.
Not just him crying, but him crying with a bucket
hat
on.
Yeah, bucket hat on. He just looks so sad. And it looks like he's taking that picture, right? Like, he's taking a selfie of himself crying. Like, oh, God, I'm shedding a tear. Let me get this on camera real quick. I don't know.
Maybe it's really for some acting gig.
Maybe, right? Maybe he's acting it out. I don't know. And she doesn't explain. She just says something like, look good when you cry. Or I can't remember what the caption was. But it's all these pictures, like, cool photos of him having a good time and, like, on stage performing and then tears.
She posted calling him a pretty crier.
Oh, pretty crier. That's what it was. That's So I just wanted to let you know. I don't know why he's crying, but Justin's crying. And that's about where we're at for story quality today. You know, some days you win. Some days you eat the bear. Some days Justin Bieber's crying and you're like, oh, that's a story, I guess.
With a bucket hat on.
Right. A dumb green bucket hat, too. Like, dude, you're supposed to be a fashion guy. Come on.
He's supposed to be a fashion guy.
Oh, yeah. He's got his own fashion line and everything.
Oh, is that right?
And he's the guy who puts his legs into sweatshirt arms and pulls that up as pants. So I guess air up to his wiener because the hood is allowing that. Yeah, he's... Oh, my God. That reminded me of Survivor. The Q-skirt. Vinny, you got a Q-skirt?
I have a lot of them. I'd never put them on like that, but yeah.
Yeah, that's... They are also starved for entertainment on that show.
That guy, though.
Oh, I can't understand how he keeps still being on the show. Oh, Survivor.
Because I'm sure it's because no one will vote for him to win.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. Unless he suddenly can make an argument for himself.
That ain't happening.
And doesn't sound strange. So... Survivor Season 1, the year 2000. That's the one where Richard Hatch, you can actually remember people who were on that season because it was the first one. Kelly Wigglesworth and Susan, who called Kelly a rat or
Hawk?
Snake or something. Susan Hawk, that's right. Survivor Season 1, the first person ever voted off the island is a woman named Sonia Christopher. And she has died at age 87.
Oh, I was going to say, I can't see it. I don't see her.
So she must have been in her early 60s. Yeah, I kind of vaguely recognize her slightly, not really. But there's a picture of her with Richard Hatch. He actually does have pants on in this, because he was naked a lot on the beach that time. And so they're sitting together on a log.
I'm looking at the picture of her. I don't remember her from that show at all. I mean, you just said it. She was thrown right off. So there
first,
it is. But
she holds that distinct place in history.
Okay.
In fact, I don't know how old Rudy was, but he's another guy who was on that first season, right? Rudy was an old Marine guy.
Navy, Marine, I don't know. But I remember him very well, though.
Yes. Well, he made it pretty far into the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I think even at the time, he was at least 10 years. He was in his 70s.
Yeah.
Maybe he couldn't have been 80, but he was in his 70s, I think. And so this woman was an older lady. She would have been, I guess, early 60s at the time. Sonia Christopher, rest in peace, dead at 87. First one ever voted off Survivor. Ryan Gosling surprised a crowd at a live stunt show that was happening at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which, by the way... Our girl Mayara, by our girl, I mean Aho's wife, she was just at Universal Studios, and unfortunately, she didn't get to run into Ryan Gosling, so that was sad for her.
You know what is so fun about his wife, and I didn't bring it up at the time because we can't actually put him on.
Right.
But she went dressed as Princess Peach from the Nintendo movie and was a full-on attraction at the park. And I even said to him as I was looking at her, I go, do you think they actually pay someone to dress like that? And that person's like, hey, get out of here, Mayara.
You're stealing my thunder.
Yeah. He was like, I don't know. I don't want no trouble. I just, you know, it's fine. I like her and she's having fun.
Yeah, whatever she
wants to
do.
It's all good. But I definitely thought she is a character. She went to the park dressed as a character from one of the movies. And was posing with people.
And she went with a crew of friends, it looked like.
That also
dressed
up, yes.
As mushrooms and, I don't know, Super Mario, whatever characters.
People that are into stuff are fun. She's fun and going for it.
Well, a lot of people go to Hollywood hoping to see real celebrities. That doesn't always happen. Sometimes you're staking out the Grove and no one's there. Or the Ivy, I guess, is the one.
Or so you're tricked by some guy's wife from Concord into thinking you're posing with Princess Peach. And it's not.
On Saturday, Ryan Gosling made a surprise appearance during Universal Studios Hollywood's Waterworld stunt show.
Oh, cool.
He was there promoting his new movie about a stuntman called The Fall Guy, which older people in the audience, ourselves included, will know is a show that was on TV. And I think it was The $6 Million Man. Lee Majors played
that.
Yeah,
but what was his name?
As the stuntman?
Yes. As
I do not know.
What is The Fall Guy's name?
Is it Ernie Fall?
Is it Colt?
Oh, that sounds right. We're going to find that for us. So, The Fall Guy is now being made into a movie, and he describes the movie, Ryan Gosling does, as a love letter to the stunt community. And anybody who does action movies owes a lot to that stunt person.
Colt Seavers.
I knew it! It's such a NFL quarterback name, like Colt.
Colt just sounds like a bucking Bronco.
Yeah, very cool. All right.
So he's there. It's a love letter to the stunt community. Anybody who's been in an action movie would know that this is a person who is playing you doing the hard things. Unless you're Tom Cruise, and then you don't need those people. No one in the crowd knew he was going to be there, and they had a skit during the pre-show where they kept trying to get him involved in the stunt spectacular, and he kept saying, I just came out to say hello. I just came out to say hi. And then there was a reoccurring joke about him being the guy from Deadpool, which, of course, he's not.
Oh, very funny. Yes. And then what? And then when does he get sucked in and blown up? Like,
he
what
doesn't.
Happens?
He didn't do it. He literally did not do it. He appeared and really the whole time was like, no, I'm not doing it. That's what stunt
But then he
are
fell
for.
Off a building.
But then he didn't. Well, so he did, but it wasn't him. It was a stunt guy.
Oh.
I know. So there you go.
I'll put that video up on
the
Facebook page.
Here's video of
Why
Ryan
bother?
Gosling
he doesn't do
doing
anything.
Nothing.
That's too bad. I thought he was
Well, he shows up and he's Ryan Gosling the whole time, looking good.
That is true.
It's funny. It's hard to hear. That's why I'm not playing the audio from it. I mean,
it's funny too because I feel like this is a movie that doesn't need a whole lot more promotion. I think it'll definitely crush it at the box office this weekend. It actually sounds like something that would be really fun to see. So there you go. I think it's this Friday, right? It's out this weekend. Stagecoach went down over the weekend, and that's where we got to see Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly getting back together.
Slow dancing
to Jelly Roll. So it's a country deal, and one of the highlights was Post Malone's set of country covers. This is a preview to what we're going to get at Outside Lands, where he's doing a country set. He did a great job, by all accounts, and he brought out an all-star guest list. Dwight Yoakam, Brad Paisley, Sarah Evans. They go into what songs everybody sang, but it's all covers. And on the final song of the set, Brad Paisley came out, played guitar, and Posty killed it with Alan Jackson's classic Chattahoochee. You know, he's dressing the part, I guess. I mean, he has a trucker cap on instead of a
I thought that sounded actually really good. I mean,
sounds
it's
great.
Phone, you know, recording, and it's, you know, whatever, but that
he's
sounded
doing
great.
Some country knee moves. That's
going
good.
For it. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
I mean, I guess what I mean is it doesn't feel like he's doing this in a, it's not a bit.
Oh,
like
no,
he's
he likes
it.
He clearly is into it, and he's doing some goofy leg moves. It's a full-on country, like shindig, a hoedown looking kind of thing.
But he runs the risk of going El King, you know, right there at the Grand Ole Opry, like, you know.
Well, he does have a drink in his hand, so you're right about that.
Red cup.
Let's see. You know, a bunch of other stuff happened there as well. You know, there's a Jelly Roll T-Pain thing. They honored Toby Keith.
What happened to my face?
Oh, sorry. Jelly Roll.
Oh.
Are these tattoos?
They are.
But it's weird to hear Jelly Roll and T-Pain. Was it an auto-tune thing? This cover of Should Have Been a Cowboy? I don't know.
I didn't see
but
that
it
one.
Seems like it was a fun time was had by all. And I'm out of time.
I guess. By the way, T-Pain can actually sing really well. Remember?
Yeah, he won the Masked Singer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did. Without a bunch of auto-tune.
Right. And he wants to just prove that he can sing without auto-tune because he was the first guy that really embraced it.
He got his props. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
A not rich guy got a tax bill for $34 billion more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a beautiful Monday morning, and we've got tickets for you to see Billie Eilish in like half an hour. We'll give you a keyword. You text it into 20357. This is happening with us today at 9:05 and all week long. With V Hale in the 12 o'clock hour, 12:05, all week long. And with Janie at 5:05 all week long. We'll give you a code word. You text the code word to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Billie Eilish on December 10th at the SAP Center.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is a true gem in the Bay Area. This premier community bank is opening a new flagship branch in Fremont and celebrating its diamond anniversary of 60 years as an independent, family-owned bank. Fremont Bank proves that when you put people first, our whole community thrives. Mm. Visit one of its 20-plus Bay Area locations or go to FremontBank.com to learn more. Okay, please forgive me, everyone.
No.
There's chaos going on over here,
oh,
but
what's
it's all going to be okay. It's just, there's a lot. First of all, Mama started a new job today.
Oh,
so she's gone. She's already left for work.
Oh.
Dropped the kids off and left on her. Good luck today, Mama.
Oh.
New job, brand new.
Christina.
First day today.
Brand new.
Brand new.
Oh. Well, we want all the
The unknowns are killing me.
What do you want to know?
Where's she going to work? Where does she have to drive to? Is she going to commute every day? Will she be able to work from home? What's going to happen to the girls?
It's a lot. It's a whole lot. So she was at Salesforce and really liked the company, but she did something that wasn't her normal gig. So when she took that job, she took it to work from home.
Yes.
So she could be with her daughters, our daughters.
Right.
But it was not the work that she's good at. She likes this sales. Well, she's good at it, but it's called sales operations. And she'd risen to a director position at other companies, and it was kind of a different gig and a step down.
Oh.
In order to be able to work from home and be with the daughters and all the stuff.
Right.
She worked her way up through there, but it was never the thing she loved.
Right.
So when she came to me and said, this is, you know, I'm thinking, I really want to do this other work. It's what I love. I like it. I was like, yeah. Yes. I don't want you to be unhappy. Do right. the work you like. So she took a job at a company called Vast.
Oh, Vast.
Vast. Vast. I don't know. Did I say Vast or did you just say Vast?
She said Vast.
I said yeah. Vast. You said Vast. I'm sure it's Vast, but I always think of, you know, who's going to say the word Vast? Someone who says Vast.
Oh. And so anyway, she took a job with them and now she's back in sales ops and she's super stoked, but she's got to go in today. Today's her first day. And so there's a lot going on because also, and the reason I even brought this up is that the people coming from California Closets to do the demo just showed.
Oh, boy.
So I was running to the door because no one's here to help me and get things done. Geez. And I'm trying
boy.
And I got kid pickups today because mama's out at, in not Cupertino.
Somewhere over the hill, man. She's up in Silicon Valley.
But it's not Cupertino.
Chapel Hill.
San Carlos.
No, it starts to C. Start to
C. Well, Carlos, you know.
Carpinteria.
Okay, Carpinteria. We'll go with that. Sure. She's working in Carpinteria today.
That is a long commute.
Which, by the way, is a really long commute. So she won't be there till dinner time.
Oh, well. Snap.
You sure it's not Cupertino? Because it feels
it's not
like
Cupertino.
That's the
it's,
C word down there.
I know.
It's Colma.
No. Colma is right next. That's far for you guys.
Oh, wait. Where's Psycho Donuts? Campbell.
Campbell is where it is.
Oh, Sarah Campbell. Yeah. Wow. Good job, Sarah.
That's where it is. Wow, look
hey,
at you.
Campbell. Hello, Campbell.
Yeah, I can't believe right. you did it.
Next I can't either. It feels good, though.
San Jose.
Anyway, so it's a lot. But they're up there now getting the closets ready. And mama's driving to her new job. And hopefully everything's going to be okay. Dad's going to have to hold it down a lot
Every
more than I used to.
It's going to be all right.
So we'll see. Maybe it won't.
Mm.
Now, let's get to the news. First of all, let me begin with sunshiny day.
Oh.
It is
like
a beautiful,
spectacular bright, sunshiny day today
clear.
For all of you all.
Not too windy right now. I mean, that'll change.
That'll pick up, but.
Looks nice. It's like a light breeze. Oh, it's gorgeous. Can't wait to get out there and soak it up.
Ah. I like to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Sunshiny day.
Yeah. Yep. I love that song. It's gonna be bright.
It's gonna be bright.
If you work for a living, then you have gotten, you have seen your taxes at work. You've been like, what?
I know.
I did all that and this is what I get for it?
Yeah, and right. I mean, it does feel like you're working for someone
what?
Else. Like, to it hurts. Taxes hurt.
We've all gotten tax sticker shock. No matter what job you do, you go, this is not nearly enough.
Mm.
I should not be paying that much of my money to the government.
Mm-hmm.
I put in that. Okay, well, anyway, you understand. Sticker shock.
Yep.
A man in Pennsylvania named Barry Tangert.
Oh.
Oh.
Barry Tangert.
Barry Tangert got two pieces of tax information in the mail last week.
Yeah.
First, there was a refund check from the federal government for $900.
Oh, how nice. He got some money back.
Yep. The second one was a tax bill saying he owed the state $34 billion.
What? That's a hard tax bill to get. When your return was
$34,576,826,000. Yeah, it's a whole thing,
boy,
man.
That's a lot of numbers.
Wow.
So many numbers.
Barry said he had a feeling there might be a mistake.
Oh.
Since he makes less than $100,000 a year. He couldn't possibly owe that much.
Right. It's hard to owe more than you. Although, if there's a way, the government will find it. The IRS does. They're tricky.
I don't like it.
Fees and penalties and interest.
Earlier this year, Barry's tax preparer noticed a mistake on his 2022 return and filed an amendment. He didn't know how the $34 billion error was made. If the tax preparer made a mistake or if there was a glitch in the system. In any event, he was able to get through to the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue and get the situation resolved. It turns out he does not, in fact, owe $34 billion
to
the federal government.
No, yeah, thank goodness. God. Oh, man, you don't want them coming after you
well,
with their flamethrowing dog robot.
No. And I, you know, I owed some this year, and there's definitely stress and fret over that. You definitely go like, where am I going to get all those thousands of dollars I still owe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, from savings. Well, good. Let's get our savings.
Dip
then.
In.
This will be great.
Yeah.
While we're on money.
Yes.
Money.
Love money.
Money. A new report looked at how much you need to make to be rich in all 50 states.
Where's the cheapest place to be rich?
West Virginia has the lowest threshold at $329,000 a year. If you make $329,000, you're rich.
Like, blitheringly rich.
Well, not blitheringly, but you're still
like
in the...
West Virginia.
Blitheringly rich is millions. That's, you know, that's...
Sure. Or even billions. I mean, Bezos is blithering.
Yeah.
Like Elon.
Right.
Like blitheringly
Suck.
Rich. Yeah.
Connecticut has the highest at $656,000. If you make that in Connecticut, you're rich.
That doesn't, I don't know, both of those numbers, like, okay, you're doing fine. You're great, even. But rich? Like, I feel like rich people...
Fly private.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, rich ain't what it used to be. It used to be like there was sort of a threshold for it. Then after that, you're like, yeah, it's all gravy. And now it's like, man, you know, the more money you make, the more you're like, wow, I really am never going to be rich, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that was the point of the way these stories went. So in California, to be rich, the top 5% earn $613,000.
The top 5%.
So that's the, like, Christina and I, we both have good jobs. We both make pretty good money. And we get savaged by taxes.
Mm.
And I'm not saying we shouldn't. Like, we pay in. When people who make money pay more. Mm-hmm. And we should, you know, make up for the people who don't have. I got all that. You don't need to text. Yeah. But what I'm saying
you will anyway.
There is no way that that's rich.
Right.
Because my definition of rich is you could lose your job and not die.
Yeah, my definition of rich is money's not a worry anymore.
Right. At that rate, after taxes,
you still have to work.
You're doing fine, but you can't not go to work.
Right. Yes.
The end. So I don't know. This is from Go Banking or something like that, but I definitely feel like, okay.
They set the level pretty low, I think.
I realize some of you might go, at that money, yeah, you're rich. Well, I'm just trying to tell you, once you start paying for things and the taxes come out, you're like, nah, I can't.
Well,
I got
to
work every day in order to stay where I'm at.
Right. I don't know how much you have to make a year to be able to quit at any time, but it's not $600,000.
Food.
I love it. Tell me everything.
You do?
Yes.
Give it to me.
You know, I was watching, I'll get to the story in one second. I was watching this surfing competition in Australia, and there's a guy who's in the contest, and he's rooting for his buddy, so he's watching his buddy surf out there right now, and they go to him, the commentator goes, tell us something about your friend so-and-so, and he goes, he loves food. And I just giggled, like, there are those people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's a guy on an international, it's a broadcast, an international broadcast. It's a contest watched around the world. And what can this young man say about his good friend out there serving? He loves food. And I just thought.
He's known for that. Yeah. Loving food. That is a weird thing when you think about it, because, like, most people do love food.
But that was the thing that stood out in this young man's mind about his good friend that's out there trying to, you know, build a career in the surf world. He loves food.
Not, it's like his feet are made of sandpaper. He just never slips.
Yeah, or nothing. Whatever. Any outstanding. Nope. He loves food.
Mm.
What's the best bread option for a breakfast sandwich? Toast? English muffin? Bagel? Croissant? A roll? People voted.
Yeah.
And there's an answer. What is the best bread for a breakfast sandwich? And I would argue, I realize it's not a sandwich, but you might want a breakfast burrito and skip the bread portion of it entirely. But now we're on a
which I will often do. Yeah, I do. I like to put eggs and cheese and a little salsa and peppers.
I'll throw black beans in there.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I
got
like
a little leftover rice from the other night.
Chorizo is good in a breakfast burrito as well. I like that. But anyway, let's get back to breakfast sandwich. Hundreds of people voted on the five options that were available to them.
Say them one more time.
English muffin, bagel, croissant, roll, or toast.
I think it's really clearly the English muffin.
Yeah.
That would be what I make. I make breakfast sandwiches on English muffins all the time. In fact, Bryn, I think you can vouch for the quality
of
my breakfast sandwich.
With the runny yolk. Oh, my God. You're so good at that, too.
Oh,
she whips it right up. Yeah.
And speaking of, we all know Bryn likes food, too.
Yes.
I love food.
There's some people on this show who love.
How do you want your egg? And she's like, I can make it however you want it. And she did it, too. Like.
Boom. Yeah, eggs, I'm good. That's my one thing. That's what your
really
one thing.
Get it.
I mean, that is my one thing.
That is her one thing.
That's your one thing.
Poached, basted, how do you want them? I'll do them.
All right. Well, English muffin was the winner.
Oh, I knew it. I just knew it.
We are on a roll this morning, everybody.
We can't
lose. It's not on a roll. It's an English muffin. But what I mean is we're doing well, and English muffin's the winner. Bagel was second. Toast, third. Croissant, fourth, and roll came in last. I would actually say I want sourdough toast. But
yeah, okay. Sourdough is I've really come around to sourdough in the last couple of years. I just was never a sourdough fan. I didn't care about it, but man, I am. We buy this. It's called Everything Sourdough. It's like an everything bagel on the outside, all the seeds and the onion and all that, and then it's like a really good sourdough, and it's so good. Love it.
Wow, everything sourdough.
Yeah, I think that's the name of it. It's like that, you know, like an everything bagel.
All right.
Yummy.
Well, English muffin in this case was the winner, so there you go, everyone.
Right.
And well, Sarah already knew that, didn't she?
Well, it's what I would use if I had them available. Nooks and crannies for all that butter.
Oh, you're talking about Thomas's specifically.
Yeah.
Because if you grew up at a certain, you're a certain age, you know the nooks and crannies were the advertising catch for the Thomas's English Muffin.
And they do not disappoint. And fork split. That's what I want.
Mm.
You know, I just want them to pull right apart.
A new poll asked people, when you encounter cute things like animals or babies, how often do you feel an overwhelming urge to squeeze them?
Never.
I mean, I assume in a fun, nice way.
Yeah.
Not in a the life out of them way kind of way.
There are definitely people who you can feel that they want to touch it. Whatever it is, the baby, the puppy, what have you.
That was a weird sentence, yeah.
But I don't want to. I'm like, oh, that's so, I can appreciate the cuteness. But I don't want to hold a baby. I just don't want to. Because people are like, as soon as someone's holding the baby, either the baby's crying and I'm like, please take the baby. Or they walk away because the baby's not crying and now I'm stuck with a baby. Nothing.
Well, yeah. I mean, give us a break. I'm going to go to the bathroom and then have three drinks. You hold the baby.
This is your baby. I had my babies. I don't want any more babies.
All right, I'm back now and I'm sloshed.
Maybe if I have a grandbaby, I'll...
Now you need to hold the baby to keep the baby safe because
right.
Mama's had hammered three drinks down at the bar while you were busy.
I'll keep the baby. It's fine.
A new poll asked people about the encountering. 19% said always want to squeeze something cute.
19%.
Like a koala. Must squeeze it.
Mm. Right.
You know.
Mm.
Like a puppy. Mm. I must.
Puppies don't really put up with squeezing. You know what I mean? Like,
well, they're squirmy.
I think puppies is just, being squirmy. That's the word. Like, I don't want to hold that puppy.
When you encounter cute things like animals or babies, how often do you feel the urge to squeeze them affectionately? 19% said always. 21% said usually. 31% said, sometimes.
I guess that's me.
15% said rarely. And 10% of people said they have zero desire to squeeze anything cute. Hmm.
Zero.
Zero desire to squeeze anything cute.
Huh. Yeah, I don't really think I put my desires in terms of wanting to squeeze things. Like, I that's not what I'm thinking. Like, oh, I want to squeeze that. I'm not thinking that.
I get that overwhelming feeling of concern. Like, I want to squeeze someone when I have that overwhelming feeling about them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I don't get that for puppies or babies. I get that for hot chicks.
I get some of that.
Yeah, you
what?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us.
With babies or with my baby especially. Not with other people's babies because it's their baby and they're probably going to cry. But, like, when I have a moment with my daughter and she's now about 15 months and she's not crying and she's all chubby and she's happy and content, I can just hold her. And if she falls asleep, I'll really cherish that moment of her being silent and, like, squeezing her cheeks.
Oh, now I do want to squeeze a baby.
I really do like that. But, I mean, the other times where she's, like, squalling and just being a crying baby, that's tough. Yeah, she's being
squalling. Squalling is the word, too.
The demographic that wants nothing to do with cute babies and cute animals is... men, age 45 and older.
Mm. Oh.
Mm-mm. No, thanks.
You know, I will say that I'm a friend of mine who's, you know, I don't know.
Hey, Marianne.
It's not. It's my friend Joe. It's Pelvis Crashly, the Viking guy.
Uh-huh.
He recently, 5 years ago, became a grandfather. And he was leading up to it. He's like, he is on all fours. Crawling around. I mean, he is like, when he was 45, he was the guy who was like, kids, F those. And now he's like the best grandpa.
Uh-huh.
It's funny.
He seems to cut off the whole world.
The whole world is cut off, yes.
He's just him and his family now.
He is just all about that little girl.
Good for him. Well, that happens. That's
it
what,
does.
You know, takes over your life.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys have to say. 925 asked the important question, does anyone know if anyone makes an everything English muffin? That would be good.
Oh, that would be good. I'm sure somebody does make that. There's something about that English muffin. It has like a little bit of chewy and pull as you're breaking it out. Like, I love the consistency of an English muffin. And put a little bit of onion on that and, you know, whatever, poppy seeds, whatever's on everything, I'd be in.
Squeeze everything cute to pieces. Cuteness aggression is real. Google it.
Cuteness
There's a name.
Aggression.
Cuteness aggression.
Wow. What did you just show me, Bryn? Were those everything, Thomas's everything English muffins?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, my God. They actually say everything on them. That is crazy.
Yum.
Yum is right. Let's do this.
Well, you got to get that now. John?
John, I need Thomas's everything English muffins. Although I try not to eat carbs, so
what?
You heard me. Carbs.
How are you? Well,
carbs are the enemy.
I've noticed you've been trimming, slimming down. You got your summer body.
Well, thank you.
Oh,
it's happening.
She's summer shred.
She's
right
trying
now.
To hide it in like these club jeans, these kid club jeans. But your exercise is showing, Sarah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
510 says, LOL, Campbell. Yeah,
Campbell.
It's Campbell.
Wow, Campbell.
Oh, someone wrote, 415, the VAST data platform delivers scalable performance, radically simple data management, and enhanced productivity.
VAST.
Okay. I don't know. Apparently, there's an AI element, too, as well. So it's there.
So Christine is an AI. Well.
She wouldn't have left the job she had if she didn't feel very strongly about this one.
I see.
I can say that.
Very exciting. That is a huge life change. I know it happens a lot in tech, like the changing of the jobs, but it is such a, it's a scary time. Change is scary.
Well, she's been home, too, for 5 years.
Is she going to be able to work from home?
Some, but today's her first day. She's driving in. She's commuting. Mm. And she's got, you know what's fun about her? She's got that, like, she hasn't done it in so long. She's got a rosy idea of commuting. Oh, it'd be nice to be back in the car and, you know, that time you have in between home and work where you listen to music and talk to friends. I'm like, okay, you'll love that. You're right.
Yeah. No, that'll definitely be fun, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Today is Willie Nelson's birthday, and so is tomorrow. Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.